So we saw Tosas yesterday. We'd like to see one more Tosas, and then we would like to see some halacha, because this is very, very negeh halacha lemaisa. Very. You remember we saw a number of points in this Tosas. It's important to review what we saw. And that is, the Gemara said that if you come to shul and people are davening, do not join them in tefillah, if this will mean that you will still be davening when they say Moedim. The Gemara didn't tell us clearly what exactly is the issue with that. Why is that a problem if I'm davening Shmoneh Esra and the Tzibur are saying Moedim? So Rashi and Tosas both told us the issue is not Moedim Derabbanan. That's not the issue. Meaning, clearly you cannot be mafsik in the middle of your Shmoneh Esra to say anything, even Kedusha. But that's not the issue. The issue is not the Moedim Derabbanan. Rather, the issue is the fact that you will not be able to bow down. Now, what does that mean, you will not be able to bow down, and why is that a problem? So the reason why it's a problem is, as Rashi told us, because we don't want to have a situation where the whole Tzibur are bowing down except for me. Because then it looks like, Chas v'Shalom, you're being koifer in the one that everybody's bowing down to. So we don't want a situation like that. So the big question was, so what's the big deal? Let him bow down. In fact, we saw that Tosfos told us that Rabbeinu Tam did just that. Rabbeinu Tam, when he was davening, if the Tzibur got up to Moedim, he would bow down with them, even if he wasn't up to Moedim. Now, Tosfos did point out to us, he was particular. He only did that if he was in the middle of a brocha, not at the end of the brocha, because then it really would be an issa. You're not allowed to bow down at the end of the brocha unless it's the first brocha or Moedim. But in the middle of the brocha, you are allowed to bow down, and that's what Rabbeinu Tam did. So Tosfos immediately pointed out and said, yes, but that's not lechatchila. So don't put yourself in a situation in which you will have to bow down in the middle of a bracha. Tosfos didn't tell us why it's not lechatchila, but presumably it's not lechatchila because maybe it interrupts your kavana, whatever it may be, that's not lechatchila. Now, Rabbeinu Tam did do it, so clearly Rabbeinu Tam did not violate the halacha that's mentioned in our Gemara. We rest assured, Rabbeinu Tam did not come late to shul. So this, therefore, offers us the inescapable conclusion, and this is halacha lemaisa, therefore, that if you daven together with the tzibur, we're not talking about somebody who's coming late, you daven together with the tzibur, and you daven a very lengthy Shmoneh Esra, such that the chazan reaches Moedim and you are still davening, what should you do? L'chayra, at least according to Tosfos, you should do exactly what Rabbeinu Tam did, which is you bow together with them, providing you're in the middle of a bracha. Do not bow at the end of a bracha. Do not be mafsik, obviously, for Moedim Derabbanan, but bow down together with them. That is a very, very critical halacha that emerges from our sugya, at least according to Tosfos. Not forgetting that that's only because you find yourself in the middle of Shmoneh Esra in a lechatchila manner. But don't put yourself in that situation. So number one, don't come late. But if you do, then do not start Shmoneh Esra unless you can finish by the time the chazan gets to Moedim. That was the first point we saw in Tosfos. The second point we saw in Tosfos is, fine, we have now dealt with the issue, what do you do if you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esra and the chazan gets to Moedim? So as we've seen, you bow down together with them. Next question became, what do you do if you are in the middle of Shmoneh Esra and the chazan is up to Kedusha, which is obviously a more likely scenario, because that means that a person davened a slightly lengthy Shmoneh Esra, not necessarily over lengthy. So once again, let's work out what's lechatchila and what's bediyeved. Lechatchila, one should not put oneself in a situation like that. Meaning again, if you come late to shul, as the Gemara taught us, do not start Shmoneh Esra if, according to your calculation, you will be in the middle of Shmoneh Esra when they reach Kedusha. Do not do that. But what happens if I've already begun davening, together with a tzibah, for example, and my Shmoneh Esra is going on longer than theirs? What do you do when the chazan reaches Kedusha? So here we saw a terrific machlokes. Tosfos quoted in the name of Rashi in Sukkah that what do? You stop. You do not carry on, neither do you respond to Kedusha. You obviously cannot respond to Kedusha because you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esra. That's not even an option. The only other option that was debatable is, should you at least stop and listen? So Rashi said, yes, shoimeya ka'oina. So I have the best of both worlds. On the one hand, I haven't spoken in the middle of my Shmoneh Esra, haven't been mafsik. On the other hand, it's as if I've said the words by listening, shoimeya ka'oina. That's what Tosfos quoted in the name of Rashi. However, again, that's not lechatchila, and that's why our Gemara said, if you're running late, make sure you don't have to get involved in a situation like this. But either way, Tosfos did not like this option of Rashi. Why not? Tosfos says, I'm sorry to tell you, if it is really shoimeya ka'oina, then you are ka'oina. So it's as if you're being mafsik in the middle of your Shmoneh Esra. So what's the difference whether you literally say the words or you are halachically considered as if you've said the words? Either way, it's a hafsik in the middle of your Shmoneh Esra. Says Tosfos, I have to admit, however, and these are the last words that we saw yesterday, the minhag is like Rashi. Notwithstanding my question on Rashi, says Tosfos, but the minhag is like Rashi.
Well, I'm sure we'll see it in the Mishnah Berurah, Rishon Aruch. But do you do like you do in Modim, and like we do in Modim, we bow and Shmoneh in Kedusha, we go up on our toes.
Right. Yeah. So we will see that. Yes, for two of the Pesukim, we'll see. It's not even the entire Kedusha. We'll see this as Hashem in the Mishnah Berurah.
Okay.
So I think now, at least according to Tosfos, the picture is now complete. Lechatchila, we don't get ourselves in these situations. So therefore, we don't come late to shul, and if we do, we don't start Shmoneh Esra if we're going to miss Moedim or Kedusha. But if I didn't do anything wrong, and I'm davening such that I'm being ma'arich in my Shmoneh Esra, so the picture is now complete. If I'm still davening when they get to Kedusha, Machloikas, Rashi, and Tosfos, it seems to be the meaning is like Rashi, that you simply stop and you listen and then carry on. That's with regard to Kedusha. With regard to Moedim, it's a different issue. There, you definitely are not mafsik to Moedim Drabonon. You bow down together with a tzibur, providing that you are in the middle of a bracha. Now, there is a lot to discuss about Shemea Ko'ina, but I don't want to run out of time. So let's see the halacha, and if we have any time at the end, maybe we'll discuss a little bit more about Shemea Ko'ina, which is something that we have learned in the past when we learned Sukkah together. So have a look in the Shulchan Aruch. Firstly, in Siman Kuf Tes. Siman Kuf Tes 109, Kuf Tes, Siv Aleph. If you have the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Tes, says the Shulchan Aruch, Hanichnas lebeis haKnesses umotzar tzibur mispalalim, the case of the Gemara. Im yochoy lahaschil v'ligmor, if you're able to begin and even finish Koidem Shiagia Shliach Tzibur LeKedusha. So you're not that late. You will be able to finish your Shmoneh Esrei in time. Oy LeKaddish, we'll see what this means. Then Yispalel. Then indeed you should daven. No problem. You daven, you'll finish in time. By the time the Chazan gets up to Kedusha, you will have finished Shmoneh Esrei.
Excuse me for asking. What about Psukei Dezimra? What about all the brachos before?
100%. There's no excuse for missing any of that. And there's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch. What do you do if you come late? Which one of the Psukei Dezimra should you miss out?
Not to mention Kriya Shema and Birchos Seva.
Right, 100%. I remember Rabbi Brevda once coming to the Gros Shul, and he compared somebody who comes late and has to skip some of Psukei Dezimra. Imagine making a long distance call to Australia and you can't get through. And it turns out, you know, you missed out one of the numbers and you say, well, I can't believe I didn't get through. I had almost all of the numbers right. I only had one number wrong. I should have at least got through. I should have at least got through to his neighbor. The answer is it's all or nothing. So the comparison, obviously not 100% accurate, because at the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch does tell us there is a precedent to miss out some, but 100%, it's all very much b'di'evit. So halacha number one is, as we've seen, that if you're going to finish your Shmoneh Esrei in time for Kedusha, you may do that. Miss out the Ramah after the parenthesis, go to the continuation of the Shulchan Aruch, ve'im lav al yispalel. And if you will not arrive there in time, do not begin davening, for the reason we mentioned before, because you will not be allowed to be mafsik, and then you've lost your kedusha, because as we saw, you cannot say kedusha as a yochid. By the way, I should have really pointed out, if you have the Gemara open in front of you, did you see at the bottom of the page a small little tesis? At the bottom of the Amud, when the Gemara says, Ein Yochid Mispalel Kedusha, says Tosfos, V'chein Halacha. That is the Halacha, that a Yochid cannot say Kedusha. Avol, now this is the missing case that we did not yet talk about. Kesha Mispalel Yudches. If somebody's davening Shmoneh Esrei im HaChazan, if he's davening together with the Chazan, that means he actually began Shmoneh Esrei when the Chazan began Chazoras HaShatz, and he's basically saying word for word with him, then L'Kashiyagia Shliach Tzibur L'Kedusha Yoimar Im HaShliach Tzibur Nekadesh. Then he can say Kedusha together with the Shliach Tzibur, the whole HaKedusha Mishalein, the whole thing he can say, Yochai Lanois im HaTzibur. Why? The Ein Zeh Korui Yochid. That's not called saying it as a Yochid. You're saying it together with the Tzibur. You're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei to say Kedusha. But if you're up to the right place, meaning you're saying Shmoneh Esrei together with the Chazan word by word, so when you got to Mechaye HaMesim, the Shliach Tzibur is up to Mechaye HaMesim as well. When he said Nekadesh, you said Nekadesh. That's called saying it together with the Tzibur. So now look back in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch tells us again, if you've come late, the Tzibur are davening. Do not begin davening if that's going to mean that you're going to be in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei when they get Kedusha. But v'im lav al yisparel, do not daven. Now the Shulchan Aruch adds four critical words. Im ein hashor oiveres. What does that mean, im ein hashor oiveres? If the time is not going to slip by, meaning, obviously, this is getting from bad to worse. Not only is this person late for davening, but he's almost at the end of seif zman tefillah. So if the time is going to pass, meaning he's going to miss seif zman tefillah, then obviously we can't tell him, don't start Shmoneh Esrei yet, because you're going to miss Kedusha. It's too bad. I'd rather miss Kedusha than miss the whole of Tefillah. So if the Shah is Oiveres, means he's on the brink of the Sof Zman Tefillah, then he's going to have to daven Shmoneh Esrei there and then, even if it means missing out Kedusha. Says the Shulchan Aruch in continuation, Ve'im nichnas achar Kedusha, im yochay lehispanos, he's come after Kedusha, so he's going to have to do a very rapid Shmoneh Esrei now. Im yochay la'aschel v'ligmor kodim shi'agia shliach tzibur l'moidim, yispalel. Ve'im lav, al yispalel. So we saw two opinions in the Gemara. It Kedusha or Moedim, the Shulchan Aruch has clearly paskened, both are true. We do not want somebody davening Shmoneh Esrei, either when the Chazan gets up to Kedusha or when he gets up to Moedim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, V'hu hadin, at the top of the page, Im yochay lahagia l'moedim, but if he's able to reach Moedim, just like we spoke about, you reach Kedusha. If you reach Moedim, oy la'achas mehabrochos, or any other brocha she'sheichin bohem that you bow down for, k'shiagia shliach tzibur l'moedim, yispalel, he can do that. And what happens if he needs to begin davening Shmoneh Esrei kedei lismoich geula letfilah? That is a very important point. Imagine this happens shachris, not mincha. So if you're davening shachris and you're 10 minutes late, chas v'shalom. So now they start Shmoneh Esrei, you're busy in yishtabach. You then say Birchas Kriya Shema, you then say Kriya Shema, and you then say Geula. You just now said Baruch Ato Hashem, Goal Yisrael. You make a calculation and you think, 1 second, I'm 5 minutes late. The Tzibur are in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. I just said Goal Yisrael. Now what should I do now? Sit around doing nothing? I've got to do Shmoneh Esrei because you've got to be Seimech Geula LeTfilah. But one moment, I'm going to be in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei when they get to Moedim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if it's Nizdamim Loi, Shemagia Shliach Tzibur LeMoedim, Keshehu Ba'achas Mehabrochos, if it's going to turn out that the Shliach Tzibur is up to Moedim when he's in the middle of one of the Brochos, Yishcha Imoi. He should bow down with him. It's exactly what we saw in Tosfos. Who did this? Rabbeinu Tam. You should bow down with him. Do you remember the stipulation in Tosfos? That's only if you're in the middle of a bracha. Aval imhu b'tchilosa oy b'soifa. But if you're in the beginning or the end of the bracha, lo yishcha. She'ein sheichin. We do not bow b'tchilasa bracha oy b'soifa. Elo, ba'ovois, that's the first of bracha, ubehoida, and hoida. So that is the halacha of Moedim, exactly as we saw. If you look in the Mishnah Brura, Sivkotten base. We can't see all of the Mishnah Brura. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkotan Beis, Ze Hasif Mairi B'Tfilas HaMincha. This Sif is essentially talking about Mincha. You don't get involved in Seimach Geula LeTfilah. V'hu Hadin B'Shachris. It would also be discussing Shachris Im Hoya Oymed B'Kriya Shema U'Birkoy Seho B'Shah Sha'at Sibur Ischilu Shmoneh Esrei. That would be a similar case. Now, if you look at the very first Biur Halacha, look at the top, the very, very first Biur Halacha. Says the Bi'alocha, Nistapakti, I have a sofik. Says the Chofetz Chaim, I have a sofik. Im miderech tivoi. What does that mean, miderech tivoi? Meaning, naturally, his nature is laharich b'tfilo. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about somebody who clearly came late. He arrives in davening, in shul, and they're in the middle of Shmoneh Esra. Says the Chofetz Chaim, I have a sofik. What about somebody who naturally is ma'arich b'tfilo? He didn't come late, but he just davens along Shmoneh Esra. Ve'enoy yochoil l'sayim, and he cannot finish ad kedusha. Now, what would be a case? What does that mean, naturally long? So it's to tell him to cut it short. But he can't. He has difficulty reading the words. He reads the words very slowly. He's new to davening, and it takes him at least 10 minutes to do Shmoneh Esra, and the tzibur that he's davening with take 7 minutes. So what does he do? He cannot physically say Shmoneh Esra quick enough to be up to Kedusha, having finished Shmoneh Esra. He cannot do that. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I have a sofik. Im mutar lahaschil. Is he allowed to begin? If we tell him he's allowed to begin, it's going to mean that on a daily basis, every single day, every single Shmoneh Esra, he's missing Kedusha. At least he won't be able to say the words of Kedusha. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't resolve this sofik. He discusses it backwards and forwards. And it seems to be that he's leaning in the direction that he is allowed to begin. He is allowed to begin. Why? For the simple reason, because let's go very slowly. I am now up to Shmoneh Esra. So what's the top priority on my list now? Davening. What will be in 10 minutes time down the road, that's my second priority. If it happens to be that when I get to my second priority, which is Kedusha, I'm in the middle of Shmoneh Esra, so I'm an oinus. What does an oinus mean? Circumstances, as it were, beyond my control. What should I do? I can't be makatza. I can't be makatza in tefillah. You're on mute, Nachum. Can't hear. Communication problems from Mishkafayim. Got to pay your electricity bill, Nachum. I'll call Ponovayf, and this is the sofik of the Mishnah Berurah. It seems to be that he's leaning in the direction that, yes, you can begin Shmoneh Esra, which is a very, very important halacha. Now, let's not make a mistake, Rabbi Yisai. The Mishnah Berurah is talking, if you have read the words carefully of the Mishnah Berurah, he's talking about somebody, the Einoy Yochoil Lesayim. He cannot finish. That's not the same as somebody who says, I'd like today, for whatever reason, to be Ma'arech B'Tfilah. I have a particular Tzorech that I'd really like to pour my heart out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So not that I can't finish early. Normally, it takes 7 minutes. That's exactly what Nachum was about to ask. See, who needs a microphone? Eino yochel of the Bi'alocha means you cannot physically finish Shmoneh Esra in time. That's his sofik, and essentially it seems to be he's leaning in the direction that it's okay. But if you know that you happen to have a particular tzorech and you'd like to be ma'arich in your Shmoneh Esra today, which is 1,000% your prerogative, so as we mentioned yesterday, that's not lechatchila, if you're going to miss Kedusha. And therefore, what you should do is, those extra bakoshes that you want to add, you should put those in Elokein Tzoir, such that you can first say Yulurot Tzoir, and then you can join in Kedusha. That's not what the Bi'alocha is talking about. The Bi'alocha is talking about somebody who has reading problems, for example, and cannot, simply cannot, say Shmoneh Esra so quickly. Or it doesn't have to be reading problems. It could be I happen to find myself in a shul where you know they daven very, very quickly. I can't daven that quickly, even if I don't have reading problems. That's what the Bialocha is talking about. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Yud. We said that if they bow down, you should bow down with them. If you have a look at it, it's on the next page. Sif Katan Yud, it's about on the 10th line or so, says the Mishnah Brura, and of course I think we'll all recognize these words now. Why should you bow down with them? The Einoi Oimer Oz Moidim. You don't say Moidim with them, you simply bow down. Vahashchia, the bowing down, what's that for? Ukidei shelo yira nira kakoifer. It should not appear as if you're denying in the existence of b'misha tzibur mishtachavim loy. Fine. So far, I think we have not seen chidushim as we expected halacha to emerge from Tosfos. What's now the last remaining halacha that we need to see? That was the second part of Tosfos. What do you do if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and the Tzibur get to Kedusha? So look at Siv Beis in the Shulchan Aruch. Im maschil lehispalel im shliach Tzibur. What happens if you daven together with a shliach Tzibur? Remember, we just saw this in the small Tosfos. Then kishiagia im shliach tzibur lenagdishcha yema imay mila b'mila kol hakadusha. Then you say word for word, because then you're literally davening with the chazan. Interesting question, by the way. If you begin Shmoyne Esra together with a chazan, so he says the first bracha, you say the first bracha, second bracha, fine. Now you say Kedusha, Nekadesh. What do you say straight after Kedusha? The chazan does not say Atah Kodesh. He says, Doir V'doir Nagid Golecho, etc., etc. Now you're davening with the chazan. So do I say that as well then? So look at the Mishnah Brura. In Sukkot and Yud Aleph. Pirish, Sheyoymar Imoy Nekadesh Ledoir Vodoyim. Mr. Brewer seems to say that yes, you should say Nekadesh with him, and then also Ledoir Vodoyim, Nagid Golecho, Lanitzach, Nitzachim, Kdushos, Lanakdish, Veshivchacho, etc., etc. Ad Hokeil HaKadesh. So Mr. Brewer says, yes, you do not say Atar Kodesh. It's as if you are the chazan now. Bachar kach, and then you spell all the fmeyats, but then you continue davening, etc., etc. And the Shulchan Aruch over here has not told us this other halacha that we spoke about. So what do you do if you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and they got to Kedusha? I believe that's mentioned. Try and find it. Can't see where it is now. One second. Yes. Look in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Dalad. Kuf Dalad Sif Zayin. 104:7. In my Mishnah Brura, it's on page 266. Says the Shulchan Aruch at the top of the page, if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, Einoi Paisek, you do not interrupt. Loi lekadosh veloi lekedusha. Ela, what do you do? Yishtaik, you should remain silent and you should listen, which is Rashi. V'yechavim l'ma sho'im ha'shliach tzibur v'yehei ka'oina. And that's as if you have answered with. The Ramah adds, Hoya'oimeid b'tfil of a karuhu l'sefer Torah, if they gave you an aliyah and you're in the middle of davening, then einoi pesek. So you do not interrupt, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotn chof vov. You should not interrupt l'kaddish, rotzaloyma l'omein yehishmei rabo, v'hu adin l'boruchu. You should just remain silent. Ad yisborach, if that's kedusha, kaddish. I mean, v'yehei ka'oina le'imyan sheyotzo bozeh yedei chiyev kaddish v'kedusha umikol mokoyim loy choshev hefsek. But it is not considered to be a hefsek. Meaning, to answer Tosa's question. Taisa said, if you are a Shemeya Ka'ina, that's a Hefsek. No, it's not. It's not considered to be a Hefsek.
Can I ask a question as it relates to Kedusha with respect to Shabbos or Yontif?
Yep.
Which is obviously different and much longer.
Yep.
Is it considered as a Hefsek?
No, it's not considered a hefsek, although I'm trying to see, I thought it was mentioned over here and I can't see it over here. As far as I remembered, even when you stop to listen to Kedusha, you don't need to hear the entire Kedusha. We know Kedusha on a weekday is four parts. The Kadesh, Hashem, Chavoylam, etc., etc., Kol Zeh Zeh Domah, part one. Then Kadosh, Kadosh, part two. Then Baruch Kavod, part three, and then Yimloich, part four. As far as I remembered, although I don't see it over here, maybe it's mentioned in another area, I'll look it up, you only need to remain silent for part two and three. Those are the critical parts, Kodesh, Kodesh, and Baruch Kavod.
That means, that means if you're Maruch in your tefillah, that you can continue your Shemoneh Esrei? In those cases, in other words, for Shabbos or Yontif, if you're still davening, and they get to Kedusha, so you stop for Kadosh Kadosh, and you stop for Baruch Kavod Hashem Yim Komo, but you right, can go, you can continue and you feel the rest of it?
Right, so for the whole Mim Koim Komo Kemo Seifia, we're singing for 5 minutes. Okay, so Mitz Hashem, we have to stop over here, we're going to run out of time. We'll try and finish off tomorrow, Be'ezus Hashem, it's a little bit more halacha, and I'd like to also then do a bit of chazara on the previous sugya. Hopefully we'll manage to do all of this by tomorrow. And that will be the last shiur before Purim Be'ezus Hashem. Okay, and meanwhile, have a good day and a day full of
sugya. Okay.